The Trap at Comanche Bend by Max Brand. Chapter 1, 100 Fahrenheit. The black shadow in the thermometer on the back veranda climbed steadily from 95 to 96 to 97 and then hesitated. But it made up for the hesitation by lunging suddenly toward 100. John Scoville watched the ascension happily. "Billy," he said to the cook, at that moment shaking out grimy dish rags and hanging them on the line. "Billy, there's nothing like this dry air of the mountain desert." "Huh," grunted Billy, and paused to wipe the sweat from his forehead and stare at Scoville. "When the mercury hits 90 in old Manhattan," went on the jovial Scoville, "your drinking man wilts like a rose in an oven. When it goes to 91, the laborers drop beside their shovels. At 92, the fire hose is turned loose on the tenements. At 93, strong men begin to babble of green fields. And at 94, the whole town is filled with raving maniacs. But out here, my muscles just about begin to loosen up at 100 in the shade." "Hell," said Billy, and lunged back into the treble hell of the kitchen. But the smile persisted upon the large face of Scoville. His million-dollar smile, men called it on the street. Neither bull nor bear could dim its radiance. Amid the crashing of falling stocks and in the dull fog of financial confusion, the smile of John Scoville glimmered still, a beacon whereby lesser speculators steered their perilous way to safety from the storm. Providence built the man as a background for his smile. His waistline bulged so comfortably that one chuckled at the very sight. His bald head...